One of the new rules, which was considered a great innovation into hockey introduced by the National Hockey League in the 71-72 season, was the third man rule that came in that would necessitate the removal from the game of any player who joins into an on-ice fight that is already in progress. The player would receive a game misconduct and then be summarily dismissed from the competition for the rest of the evening. I found some background here that I didn't know about, and we actually have the author of that rule. One man is basically responsible for coming up with this idea and how it was implemented. I met this guy at a Society for International Hockey Research meeting, a semi-annual meeting we had in Hamilton some years ago, and he told us some great stories about when the WHA got underway, which I will relate once we're in that time period. But Jim Proudfoot talked to this guy about the third man rule. And so we'll just give you Jim Proudfoot's column in the Toronto Star about the man who wrote the third man in rule. Now, just to keep the record straight, let it be noted that the National Hockey League's third man rule was first proposed by a referee by the name of Bill Friday. President Clarence Campbell may have persuaded the Board of Governors to endorse this revolutionary law, but it was Friday's brainwave right from the beginning. The NHL had decided, in the wake of the frequent disorders which marred the 1970-71 season, that mass brawls must somehow be eliminated. But the coaches and general managers failed to devise any solution when they got together with the Rules Committee last June. "That wasn't surprising," says Friday. He said that kind of tough rules were needed would have hurt some of these teams very badly. "Just wait for a couple of years, Bill." And no coach or GM wanted to be in a position this year where somebody could remind him that he was the one responsible for the rules, which resulted in one of his players being suspended or fined. But at the same time, the coaches and GMs, most of them anyway, felt that something had to be done about all the on-ice brawling. They just wanted somebody else to do it. So Bill says, he was at the Rules Committee meeting. He said, "I got up and I made my pitch. I suggested that the third man to intervene in any fight be thrown out of the game automatically. And to Bill's surprise, that was accepted." Bill said, "I think he'll agree that it's put out all the stupid brawling without denying players the outlet of a good man-to-man scrap. In other words, two guys have a beef with each other, they square off, and that is just fine. Just don't let anybody else get into the act now." Friday says, "My idea was to simplify things for the officials, but I'm sure the rule has improved the hockey too." Maybe it improved the hockey because it was less fighting. In a sport where, when you fight in baseball, or in a world of sports, I should say, where you fight in baseball, you're immediately out of the game. When you fight in basketball, you're immediately out of the game. When you fight in the National Football League, far more violent sport than hockey, you're immediately out of the game. Now all you get thrown out of the game for is interfering in a good old-fashioned ruckus between two guys, because God knows, as God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly. No, as God is my witness, you got to have fighting in hockey because it's hockey, and hockey has to have fighting because fighting belongs in hockey. That's logical, isn't it? You have to have fighting in hockey. No, you don't. It sounds stupid, doesn't it? It's because it is stupid. Well, of course, Friday says, "My idea was to simplify things for the officials, but I'm sure the rule has improved hockey." Yeah, but this is where it gets kind of funny. The referees group meeting with the Rules Committee, seeing that they were being heard for the first time possibly in history, suggested that the first man to leave his bench to get into trouble on the ice should be hit with an automatic game misconduct plus a 5-minute major, and that, Friday says, was immediately shot down by the NHL governors. The thinking was that if a club is shorthanded for 5 minutes, a team like Boston might pour in 4 to 5 goals. Well, sorry about your luck, but that's an egregious violation of the rules. You deserve a severe penalty. So they made it instead a double minor so that the worst thing that could happen is 2 goals, not half a dozen. Friday says, I think what they got now is acceptable. A very adequate deterrent. At least it's so severe that guys don't come over the boards anymore, not when they're going to get double minors in a game too. It's the first identifiable player, and that's important. History teaches us that bench-clearing brawls would become very, very, very popular. And although Bill Friday did his best to try and control a situation he knew as a referee, he would not be able to eliminate because they like fighting in the National Hockey League. He did improve situation. I like Bill Friday. I have all day for Bill Friday. He's a great guy, a better guy than many, many referees were. Although I met some really good guys who were referees. Bruce Hood, the late Ron Wicks were all really, really, Bob Sloan, really, really good guys that I enjoy talking to. But they did not, as they thought they would, eliminate the bench-clearing brawls with this rule. And history would show us that, especially the Philadelphia Flyers, about whom we're going to speak next.